Welcome to Coffee to Go, where we center ourselves in the scriptures, seasons, and holy days of the Christian tradition. I'm Karen Peter, here with Blake Smith, and we welcome you on the journey. This is the second Sunday after Christmas, and we don't get this particular Sunday in the liturgical calendar very often. It only happens when the calendar falls and Christmas is on a certain couple of days of the week. And this time around, it was bingo. We get the second Sunday after Christmas. So if you remember, Christmas lasts 12 days from Christmas Day to the eve of Epiphany. Epiphany is January 6th. And during this time, we celebrate the hope and joy and love and peace of Jesus Christ all through the Christmas season. So this second Sunday is on the Epiphany Eve or 12th night this year. And as we observe that, we are in the Gospel of John. And John is telling us a little bit about Jesus rather than us hanging out with Jesus this week. Oh, Blake?
Yeah, as you mentioned, we're in the Gospel according to John. One commentator talked about this as kind of John's elevator introduction of Jesus. There's a little bit of everything right here together in this, what is called the prologue. I'm going to be reading the first through the 18th verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son, himself God, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." So why does this matter? Well, again, like I said, the commentator talks about this as kind of being an elevator speech, but we see what is really important to John. It would appear that John is really, really concerned about the people who think Jesus was just a good teacher, an all-around great guy, but don't seem to have a sense of the divine identity of Jesus. So in the Gospel of John, we get a real strong focus on Christ's divinity. That's really important. And there's some contextual reasons for that in the community to which John is writing. But for the sake of today's episode, I'll just say that it was really important that John include that. For John, Jesus brings the light and grace and truth of God into the world. Bottom line, he's very much trying to convince the Jewish leaders in the synagogue that Jesus, who is a Jew, is God's being in human form. Now, he also, in this passage, takes a couple of opportunities to mention John. And by doing that, he's kind of making a distinction, which is important for us to pick up here, because John is not Jesus. John is not the one. John is the one who points to the one and to the Word. He quotes John the Baptist, who points toward Jesus, just as Jesus then points to God's reign. So what's important in that is that John and the writer John and John the Baptist moves us out of the center of the story and puts Jesus there instead. It's important to note that we point to the light of Jesus, which dispels darkness. We don't dispel the darkness. We point to the one who does that. So some questions we might ask ourselves then are...
Okay, wait, before we get to the questions.
Yep.
Something came to mind when you were talking. Actually, two things came to mind, Blake. And one thing was up in verse 12, where it said to all who received him and believed in his name. I think we've talked about this before, but when that phrase is used, believed in his name, they're not talking about how we use that currently. Currently, we just idolize the name of Jesus, right? Jesus Christ, we idolize it and we don't want people to use it in a blasphemous manner. But when we talk about believing in the name now, we just, that's it. That's all there is to that. Whereas in this particular text, it meant when you take the name of someone upon you, you're saying, I will walk the same walk as that person. I will do the same deeds as that person. I will make the same choices. To take the name of someone on you is totally different than how we understand it now. And I know we've talked about it before, but I'm hoping our readers won't just kind of gloss over that, but they'll remember that that's what we're talking about here in this one.
Yeah, that's a really great point, because it is so much more deep than just, oh, here's this name. We're going to hold it in high esteem and not use it as a throwaway, or, you know, right.
It's become quite trite in Christian language now. And the other thing is we're talking about John the Baptist, who points to Jesus. So John, the gospel writer, points to John the Baptist. John points to Jesus. Jesus points to God's reign. And in my brain, I was like, oh, yeah. And then the opposite of that is that God sends Jesus. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit sends the church into mission. So you have this pointing towards God's reign, and then you have God's reign pointing back through Jesus and the Holy Spirit towards the church sent in mission. And it reminded me of how in Community of Christ, we talk about the inward and the outward journey. And it was just that kind of a feeling, like when we go up the worshiper's path into the sanctuary and then leave out on the World Plaza. It was kind of this image. That image came to mind when I was listening to you talk about that.
Oh, that's a great connection.
Well, that was brand new for me, so my coffee kicked in, I think, there for a minute.
Well, when you first started to talk about it, I thought, oh, there was a lot of finger pointing going on here.
There was.
Absolutely. But in a good way.
In a good way. Okay, so what were the questions? I'm sorry.
All right. So our questions might be, what does my faith journey point to? Speaking of pointing. How do I bear the divine light into the world? Because as you said, you know, we point ultimately toward God, but then God sends, so it comes back toward us to be those vessels in the world that are making this happen.
Yeah, it's really interesting when we start talking about light, and we can get, you know, especially in our modern Western culture, we can actually veer off into Gnosticism without even realizing that's what we're doing. So we're not talking about the little divine spark within us. We're talking about being bearers of light, like having a bowl of light that you're bearing into the world and sharing with people. It's very
absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about that and how we can experience it. And tomorrow is the day of Epiphany, which will be a special Project Silent podcast for the day of Epiphany. But let's just rest here on this last eve of Christmas, on Epiphany Eve. And as we do so, around your evening meal table, or however you take sustenance in the evening, light a candle and just kind of prepare for the unveiling of the light of God to all people that takes place tomorrow. So Christmas, the light comes into the world, but only certain people are aware of what has happened. On Epiphany, we celebrate that that light is for everybody. So on the eve of that happening, let's rest in this last evening of Christmas.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to do it. Our blessing is very...
I wondered how you would do this
one. You already
one.
know what I'm going to do. That's
I
right.
do.
Our blessing is very appropriately this little light of mine. So if you're in your car listening to this or wherever you are, just join in. Let's do this blessing together. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All right, enough of that.
You did your Southern heritage good there, brother.
I did, and we're not going to sing the other verses. But we are glad you joined us here today, and we hope that you'll join us next time at Coffee to Go for the next part of our journey through the liturgical seasons and holy days of the Christian tradition.